Welcome to another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. It's April 12th, 2013. Tonight's guest, Rick Simpson. If you don't know who Rick Simpson is, you've been living under a rock. He rediscovered a proper way of using oils produced from cannabis.
Uh-huh.
Get too crazy here. And other strains of the plant cannabis sativa, cannabis indica, for treatment to thousands of health conditions, including cancer, diabetes, arthritis, pain, etc. Jack Herer asked Rick Simpson to lead the hemp movement before his passing in April of 2010. And without further ado, let's go ahead and bring Rick onto the show. Rick, how are you? He was there just a second ago. Let's try it again. I hope I'm there. Can you hear me nice and loud and clear, Mr. Producer? Okay, cool. His connection must have been a little bumpy there. All right, we'll connect with him as soon as we're able to. We'll take calls towards the end of tonight's show with Rick, so if you have any questions or comments for him, feel free to dial us at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And I'm excited about tonight's show. I have a friend who's unfortunately dealing with some issues, and we're doing what we can to try to implement homeopathic remedies such as cannabis oils. Rick, are you with us now?
I'm not.
You don't know?
What's going on here?
Well, I think I heard him too, but it might be my connection here. Let me restart the call real quick here, and we'll see if we can get a better...
Bob, I'm sorry. I didn't know what was happening. It was my mic.
Oh, okay. You had the volume down.
Yeah, I could see you talking, but I couldn't figure out what was happening here.
Okay, well, it's been one of those days for me as well. But here we are. We're just getting started, so no worries. How are you today, Rick?
Oh, not too bad. You know, it's a little late in the day, but man, they're keeping me so busy now. I got like 2 interviews to do tomorrow. I got another 2 on Sunday. You know, I'll be on air both these days for about 4 or 5 hours.
When do you rest?
Well, I sometimes wonder that myself, but, I mean, this is getting so much attention now everywhere. You know, I mean, I'm doing broadcasts in the States and England and every place else. It's just amazing.
I saw that you gave a talk in Croatia with our buddy Max Egan.
Oh, yeah, Max, what a man. I got a big kick out of Max.
Yeah, he's a good
very,
guy.
Very, very, very smart individual.
Yeah, and what was Croatia like? Are they interested in this sort of thing?
Oh, yes. Last fall, I went back. I left Canada again, went back to Slovenia, and Max and I did the World Hemp Congress in Slovenia, and then we went on to Croatia. I put on another seminar with Max at the Grand Adriatic Hotel in Opatija, and we did another seminar at the university in Zagreb, and they were both well-received, good audience, and Max and I both did a show with called Edge of Science, another very popular show, that's televised all over Croatia. So it's caught a lot of attention there, and actually when I get back to Europe in the near future, I'm supposed to go back and have some meetings with a political movement there called the Green List, and they're looking to legalize it, for medicinal use and everything else. That's what the whole world should be doing.
Well, I don't think that it should be only legal for medicinal use, although I think one of the most important uses of this plant, and let's reiterate, that's all it is a plant, is for curing diseases and so many other things. Rick, when we come back, we'll reiterate how you rediscovered the cannabis oil and how it's used, and so much more tonight. Get ready, folks. Rick Simpson, our special guest.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Okay, Rick, my wife just messaged me here. She says, don't try to reinvent the wheel and do a lot of background. So we better do what she says. What do you say?
I agree.
All right, let's do some background. What led you to rediscover the amazing uses that can be found with not just the cannabis plant? I mean, you can juice the stuff, you can use it as a tincture. I mean, there's a million different uses, but specifically the oils, right?
Well, how it came about, in 1975, I heard a broadcast on the local radio station here, CKDH in Amherst. And they were talking about this medical study that had been done in the States, which proved that THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, had been found to cure cancer. But they were laughing like fools when they were making the statements, and I thought it was just some kind of sick joke. But years later, in 1997, I suffered a severe head injury at work, and I wound up with this, what they call post-concussion syndrome. I mean, some people get migraine headaches from that type of injury. Mine was like migraine noise. You know, my head rings 24 hours a day, and sometimes it gets excruciating. And that drives your blood pressure crazy and all the rest of it. And, I mean, they threw one prescription after another into me for 5 years, and nothing the medical system ever gave me was really of any benefit. As a matter of fact, it did me more harm than good. You know, by the time I was done, well, they took me into the doctor called me into his office one day in 2001 and just told me, well, we're done with you. There's nothing more we can give you. You know, so I had tried cannabis in 1998, late 98. I had seen an episode with David Suzuki on his show, The Nature of Things. It was called Reefer Madness 2. And it was all about people smoking hemp for their conditions. So right after I seen the show, I tried the hemp, and sure enough, it worked better than anything the doctors were giving me. But when I asked doctors for prescriptions, they refused me. And, you know, like, the thing is, with smoking hemp at that time, it was helping me more than the other medications, but I still couldn't get the sleep I required. Because the noise in my head was so loud, what I was doing, I would pass out for about an hour and a half. It wasn't really sleep. I was passing out from exhaustion. And then the noise would wake me up again. And I'd be groggy for 3 or 4 or 5 hours, and then I'd pass out again. So this is what was going on day after day. But I got thinking about it, and I said, you know, one day I went down to the doctor's office in 99, and I just put it to him this way. I said, you know, what would you think if I produced the essential oil from the cannabis hemp plant and ingested it, as opposed to smoking it? And he gave me a really strange look. But he did say, he said, well, that would be more medicinal. But 2 years later, when they cut me loose, I mean, I had nowhere to turn. I tried to go down to the Chronic Pain Center in Halifax because I'd heard down there that you can get a prescription, you know, so you could use cannabis. But when I called them, it was like a 2-year waiting period. Now, I mean, that's no good to somebody in my condition. So, I mean, it's not that I wanted to break their laws, but I had no choice. So I started producing the oil and ingesting it. And it, you know, I mean, when I was done with their, when they put me off their chemicals, basically I was so bad I could hardly remember my own name. And in a short time on the oil, my thinking processes cleared. It controlled my blood pressure. It helped me with the balance problems I suffered from the injury and the chemicals. And then in 2002, well, I'd had these three spots, you know, one by my right eye and one on my cheek and one on my chest, these lesions that had been there for years and wouldn't heal. And I suspected, you know, they were skin cancer, but I went in to see my doctor, and he's, you know, he said the one next to your eye was the one he was most concerned about. So he said, we'll remove that first, and then we'll take the other two later. So I went in, and I had that thing removed. And I don't know, it was about a week later when I was looking at the other two areas. And, you know, we wouldn't know, you know, if it was skin cancer or not until I had the pathology back from the operation they had done. But, you know, I was thinking, that report I had heard popped back into my head. And I thought, you know, THC, the active ingredient in marijuana, well, or cannabis, well, I'm, you know, this oil is, that I was producing was full of THC. And as much as I hate to say it, I almost didn't do this. You know, because I was thinking at that time, because I had been ingesting, you know, some oil, that, you know, well, THC killed cancer cells, and my cancer shouldn't be there. But, you know, I was a little doubtful, so I went down to the bathroom and I applied the oil to the other two areas, the one on my cheek and the one on my chest. And anybody that suffers with basal cell carcinoma, they know what it feels like. There's splinters in the affected area, and quite often it'll puff up and bleed and that type of thing. But the minute I put that oil on, that splinter feeling went away. But that was it. There was no other sensation. You know, there was no feeling whatsoever. So I just left the bandages in place for 4 days, and when I removed them, you know, both of the other areas were completely healed, just pink skin. And I started telling friends, you know, that about this, and of course they laughed in my face. You know, yeah, right, Rick, you know, marijuana cures cancer, sure. But, you know, and I was finding that frustrating.
Go smoke another one, Ricky.
Yeah, that was about it. And, about 7 weeks later, the cancer they had surgically removed, it came right back. You know, I watched it swell up, the splinter feeling in the face again, the whole thing. So I just went into the bathroom, put the oil on it. 4 days later, removed the bandage. Now, that was over 10 years ago, and I've never retreated them. And then I went to my doctor's office, got a copy of the pathology report, which did state that I had basal cell carcinoma, skin cancer. And then I tried to talk to the doctor. You know,
what did they say?
Well, his wife was a receptionist, and I said, I'd like to come back in the evening and speak, you know, with the doctor about something I've been working on. And she said, well, what's this about? And I said, well, that cancer they removed surgically, I said, that came roaring right back. And I said, so I cured it and the other two cancers, I said, with hemp oil. And the minute I said hemp oil, the woman went rigid. And there was people in the waiting room, like 5 or 6 people were there, and she, you know, she was literally screaming at me. You know, the doctor will not go there. The doctor will not prescribe this. And I'm thinking, like, what's going on here? I mean, if I was a doctor and one of my patients came in and said they cured their own cancer, I think I'd take an interest. So I knew something was, was rotten. Something was rotten in Denmark. But, you know, I mean, I tried to do everything right. I started treating other people and supplying the oil to them. And it was just one miracle after another. And pretty soon I was supplying it to people for internal cancers, lung cancer, bowel, brain, you name it. And it was just, it was saving so many people, it was just beyond belief. You know, but I went to all the political parties in Canada. I went to the Cancer Society, you know, David Suzuki, Marketplace, the Fifth Estate, what's the other one? Fifth Estate and there's W5. We went to them. We even went to the United Nations about this. And nobody would lift a finger. And that's about the time I realized that, you know, these people don't want a cure. This is just one big ugly game. You know, we got the greatest medicine on the planet. You know, I mean, if you read the history of the cannabis plant, you know, it's the most medicinal plant in the world. And it has always been recognized as being such for thousands of years. You know, but, you know, here in Canada, they outlawed it in 1923. You know, like if you look back in the old pharmacopoeia in the early 1900s, it was wall-to-wall hemp. They used it, I believe, for over 600 different medical conditions. But then the Canadian government, you know, had the good sense to outlaw the most medicinal plant in the world. Well, to me, I'm telling you right now, the fix had to be in. And then they turned
around and did the same thing in the U.S. Yeah, well, I was going to say, it's every government in the world, practically.
Well, yeah, well, they did it here in Canada, and then they did the Tax Act in the, in the States in 1937. And, of course, Anslinger, he was the head of the Federal Bureau of Narcotics. As far as I'm concerned, he was one of the greatest criminals of all time. But he was basically Hearst Newspapers and Anslinger that villainized this plant to the public. You know, and then the movies, Reefer Madness and that craziness. So then they, you know, they brought in the Tax Act. And, you know, Anslinger always said that, you know, anybody that smokes pot will take an axe and go home and kill their family. You know, and stuff like that. It was just all sensationalism. But yet, like 15 years later, in the early 50s, during the Cold War, he was stating that the public should not be allowed to have access to cannabis because it makes them too pacified. Well, then he went out in 1954, he goes to the United Nations, has the United Nations declare cannabis to be a non-medicinal plant, and then in 1961, they put the Single Convention Treaty in place, and that made it so member countries could not give their citizens cannabis. You know, it was just it was one big scam from beginning to end, because the simple truth is, the same big money people that actually run our governments, they also run, you know, all these organizations like the UN, you know, World Health, Organization, and things like all these big fancy titles. Just look behind them. That's all you got to do. Look who's in charge. You know, I mean, the public run around. We hope, you know, that when we have an election that somebody's going to represent us properly, and they never do. Because in reality, I mean, the political parties have been bought in these countries for decades. You know, the big money puts some money into the political, different political parties, and then no matter who gets in power, well, who are you working for? You're not working for the people that elected you, you're working for the big guy that put you there. You know, so it's a scam from beginning to end, and when you look at governments, you know, what they control, well, they control the medical system, they, you know, control the legal system. So they have all of these minions working with them. And it's a real horror story, but I've said right along, you know, basically, I can't believe the role that doctors are playing in this. You know, because if you look at the Hippocratic Oath, you know, that's all you got to do. You know, first do no harm. You know, and then, you know, I shall not administer poisons.
Right, but that's all they do. I mean, with chemo and the so-called traditional allopathic means to deal with this, it's barbaric. And you were telling me off the air that 80% of these cancer doctors, oncologists, will not take their own treatment. I find that fascinating. When we come back, more with Rick Simpson.
The Bob Justin Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
This is just a short segment, and when we get back for a much longer segment coming up, we'll talk with Rick more about the cure and how it just doesn't just cure cancer, how it helps with, well, many, many other things as well. But at the moment, we were talking about how oncology is a barbaric way of dealing with cancer, and how the traditional or so-called traditional means in which we fight cancer are just ludicrous, and they're crazy. And you know, think about it realistically. You take somebody who's sick and you poison them, that doesn't make any sense, does it?
Well, that's what I've been saying right along. I mean, if you took somebody into a hospital with a gunshot wound, would you shoot them again? It doesn't make a bit of sense
exactly.
What they're doing.
Exactly.
You know, and I mean, actually, it was McGill University. There was a convention there a few years ago of oncologists, and they were asked that question. You know, if you had cancer yourself, would you take your own treatments? And over 80% of them said, right there, they wouldn't take them. You know, but they don't mind giving them dust, do they? You know, this is frightening. You know, when doctors know themselves that their own treatments aren't effective and are actually killing people, yet they keep doing it, it kind of tells you something about the psyche of doctors, doesn't it? You know, they're a scary bunch. I mean, I'm not saying they're all that way, but boy, the vast majority from what I've seen. And then when you look at the liver toxic chemicals they give us, you know, practically everything, every prescription we get is poison to our livers. Well, that's against their Hippocratic Oath right there. And I'll put the bottom line is, you know, any doctor that will not stand up and back the use of hemp in medicine is not a doctor. He is nothing more than a quack, and he is simply a drug dealer for the pharmaceutical industry. That's all he is.
Sure, a repeater. Because, you know, at the end of the day, their so-called education tells them that this is the norm. And they don't think for themselves, and because of that, they just go ahead and push the cocktails on you.
Well, I get this argument all the time, you know, the doctors don't know. I said, well, how could a doctor not know? I mean, I'm a power engineer by trade. I can tell you about the first steam engines, the valve systems, the governor balls, because I know my trade. And that was all hundreds of years ago. But yet, doctors today, you know, they have no knowledge of the most medicinal plant, a plant that has been used in medicine, you know, right until just the last few decades here. And even pharmacists. You know, you go in and you talk to your pharmacist. Ask your pharmacist point blank, because they're taught this when they go to school, when they're taking their courses. The most medicinal plant is cannabis, and that's what they'll tell you. And every time I ask that question, I always ask them, why is it not on your shelves? You know, the problem here is it's a plant, and they can't patent it. Well, they're trying to do that now. Actually, they're trying to put patents in place on the natural cannabinoids, which I think is ridiculous. But, you know, back in the 1800s, all the pharmaceutical companies like E.I. Lilly, Parker Davis, Squibb, those same companies we have today, they were all producing cannabis-based medicines. Now, I mean, back in the 1800s, it was common practice for these companies to produce the essential oil from many different medicinal plants. Well, of course you're going to make the essential oil from the most medicinal plant, aren't you? So I firmly believe that, you know, probably back in the 1850s somewhere, they did make the true essential oil from the plant the same as I right. make. I think they took it out and tried it out, and then all of a sudden they found out it was a cure-all. And,
oh, we can't have that.
Well, I mean, in those days, every farmer in North America was growing it freely. So what would happen if those farmers found out they were growing the mother of all miracle drugs right in their backyards?
They'd lose their monopoly, their control over the people. The Rockefellers could no longer sell their snake oil, literally.
Right.
That's what they did. Rick, you know, we're talking about the cure, but what are some of the reasons why we see these diseases in the first place? And why is there no onus on preventative measures, if I can say that word correctly?
Well, they don't have anything that's an effective preventative medicine. If they would simply start using this oil, they would have the greatest preventative medicine on the planet. You know, they always make those same statements, you know, it's not safe for the children. Well, that's a bald-faced lie. I mean, they did a study back in the 1980s. This lady went out to find out where the healthiest babies on the planet were born. Well, she found out the healthiest babies are born in Jamaica to mothers who use hemp a great deal. So, I mean, if it doesn't harm a baby in the developmental stages in the womb, then how could it harm a child? You know, I mean, today they go out and they give children Ritalin and all these chemicals and, you know, it's just crazy what they're doing to our children. You know, cannabis is non-addictive. It's a harmless medication that you can take your whole life with no problems. But, you know, they've been lying to the public so long, and the big money, you see, I mean, they also control the news media. And they've pounded us with all this propaganda for decades. You know, keep your children away from pot, you know, or marijuana, whatever they want to call it. There's 1,000 different names for it anyway. But, you know, they actually literally brainwash the public into believing them. And Joseph Goebbels, Hitler's henchman, he said, you know, all you have to do is tell the big lie long enough. And pretty soon they start to believe it. And that's what they did in this case. Because I've been researching this plant now for over 10 years. Some very good friends of mine, highly educated, they've been searching, you know, the same. And we have yet to find anything that is not beneficial about that plant. There is no harm, there's no addiction, and everything your government and these big money types have ever told you about this plant are simply bald-faced lies. You know, and when I say these things, I mean it, because, I always go in, when I do any shows, a lot of the shows I do are open line, and I tell them,
Well, let's take some calls in a bit here, Rick. We'll be right back.
Oh, okay. All right. Justin Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural...
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
People out there that want to speak with you. So if you'd like to ask or make a comment for Rick Simpson, call us toll free 800-313-9443. Get out your crayons, write that number. I will allow you the chance, as long as we have time, to speak with Rick. 800-313-9443. But before I get to the phone lines, I've been meaning to ask this, and I believe you will have a good answer for me. Why does this work? We know that it does work. We've seen several living testimonials that it does work. But why does this work?
Well, we're all animal life. You know, we all have endocannabinoid systems, and they've known about this since the 1940s. I mean, it doesn't work on just humans. It works on dogs, cats, you know, all kinds of animal life, because they have the same receptors that we have. But, I mean, our bodies have these CB1, CB2 receptors, you know, scattered throughout our bodies. And these receptors, you know, your basically your endocannabinoid system regulates everything. You know, it regulates your immune system. It does wonderful things. But when your immune system becomes compromised, you know, like say if you have candida or something like that, and then your immune system is compromised, and that's when, you know, cancer and diseases like that rear their ugly heads. And what happens is the natural cannabinoids that our bodies produce will keep us healthy. I mean, the truth is, every day, we all have cancer. We're all producing cancer cells every day, but our immune systems kill them off, these cells off, with the natural cannabinoids that our bodies are supposed to produce. But when your immune system is compromised, your body is not producing the cannabinoids the way it should, then the cancer, you know, grows and grows. And then you need a natural cannabinoid, you know, from nature, you know, from the cannabis hemp plant. And when you take cannabinoids and you're making the essential oil, it's right full of cannabinoids, and through a simple heating process called decarboxylation, you're rotating the molecules within the oil to the delta 9 position, and you're taking the carboxyl group off. So what happens then when these cannabinoids go into our bloodstream and go throughout our bodies, they actually will fit into the receptors. The CB1 and CB2 receptors. And another thing people don't seem to understand about cancer is that actually cancer is trying to kill itself, because cancer cells have more receptors than healthy cells. You know, in other words, they're looking for, you know, give me that cannabinoid that'll get rid of me. But, you know, if your body can't produce it, then there's nowhere to turn, but, you know, other than the cannabis hemp plant. But when you ingest the oil, I mean, it just does magnificent things. You know, like I haven't seen a cancer that is not effective on. We've even had conditions like schizophrenia, because a lot of the time, you know, like when you're a child, in your early years, your body produces a lot of melatonin, but by the time you hit about 40, your body's not producing hardly any melatonin at all. And that's when we begin getting all these sleep disorders and things of that nature. So, I mean, if you can't sleep, you're not healthy. But when you take the oil, see, it decalcifies the pineal gland. And then it makes the pineal gland produce thousands of times more melatonin than it was. And,
very interesting.
You know, the melatonin goes all through your body. It's the greatest antioxidant on earth. And, like I said, where the pineal gland, it also controls our perception of reality. So if your pineal gland is not healthy or it's calcified, well, guess what? You're probably a schizophrenic. You take the oil, right. And I've seen people that were quite bad schizophrenics, I mean, come right back on the oil.
The irony is they say that cannabis might cause schizophrenia.
Oh, well, they said cannabis would cause cancer too, didn't they?
That's
I mean,
true.
It's all lies. It's everything we've been told, brother, is just a pack of lies.
Everything's the opposite of what we've been told, huh?
Right.
And as far as cancer is concerned, you recommend that people use other means as well, in conjunction with this powerhouse of a cure. B17,
oh, yeah.
Apricot seeds, there's a good healthy diet people can implement. There's a number of different things, right?
Oh, yes. Apricot seeds are... I often recommend that people eat the seeds from two apples every day, because that'll give you a good dose of B17, also known as Laetrile. And, you know, change your diet. You know, raw fruits and vegetables, juicing machines, stay away from the meat, stay completely away from sugar, you know, natural sweeteners like honey, that's fine. You know, get your body's pH up, you know, things like watermelon,
sure.
Lime,
they sell those
juice.
Little pH strips for people to test their own pH. What about baking soda?
Well, Dr. Seaman Seamy in England, or not England, Italy, here quite a few years ago, he was using baking soda and maple syrup mixed together, and he
Yum.
Was killing cancer with it. But they put him in jail for 3 years for doing that. Can you imagine? You know, baking soda and maple syrup. You know, now you're a criminal because you cured cancer with something natural. It's just,
How
you know,
dare you?
They've been holding many, many cures back. But the beauty of the oil cure is, you know, I mean, it's not just about cancer. You know, I mean, see, the oil promotes full body healing in all respects. It's rejuvenating vital organs. It's helping you with circulation and arthritis. It's also the greatest anti-inflammatory on the planet. So it works in so many different ways. But, you know, I mean, like when we get cancer and we have a tumor, well, a tumor is just a side effect of an underlying condition. It's telling us that our body's in such a state that it's allowing cancer to form. But when you take the oil is correcting that too. And, you know, I've used it in, you know, MS, AIDS, you name it. I do not know of a medical condition that this oil is not of benefit. And, really what they're so afraid of If the oil comes out, we'll need, well, obviously we'll need less doctors because we'll be able to heal at home. And the drug companies will be out of business because this oil, from what I've seen, it can replace the use of practically all pharmaceuticals. And I've had people come to me that were taking 24, 30 pills a day, you know, and I always tell them, I mean, I'm not a doctor and I can't tell people to go off their prescriptions. But I do tell them that, you know, sometimes the oil doesn't agree with these poisons and it'll let you know. You know,
I think even if you're not a doctor, you can tell people to get off their prescriptions. And not everyone should drop them right away because sometimes there can be dangerous side effects. You have to wean yourself off some of these things, which goes to show you you don't have to wean yourself off cannabis. No, that's
no
not
addiction.
Necessary. But these pharmaceutical cocktails, you have to wean yourself off. That'll tell you something. Rick, we're almost out of time here for tonight, and I have a lot of callers that want to speak with you. I mean a lot.
Okay, brother.
I've never seen such a response here. 800-313-9443. You can keep on trying. We'll try to go through as many of these callers as possible. So if the callers don't mind, if you guys could be as direct as possible, you know, ask a question, make a point-blank statement, it would help us fit in as many people as possible. And we'll have Rick on again, but I want to try to get through these calls in a prompt fashion. Alex in Florida, go ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen. The apricot seeds, where do you get the apricot seeds from?
I find them in my local health food store. You know, you can order them online. I find them in my local health food store.
Okay, and one more thing. I heard a study, I don't know how accurate it is, with a scientist in Europe. He cloned a person that had, he cloned the healthy white blood cells of a person that had multiple melanoma, and he produced like 100 times the amount of white blood cells that the person should have had, and re-injected the person with those, and with cancer, the person had cancer, he injected them with the healthy white blood cells, and apparently he went into remission like the next day. Have you heard anything about that?
Interesting. Rick?
Well, that's good news. I mean,
yeah.
it's nice to hear that maybe the medical system's starting to do something right.
It's about time.
I haven't heard anything about it since. I was just wondering,
Alex,
if you
send
have
me an email day. About it. I'd be interested to learn more. I appreciate your call.
Thank you, guys.
Rose, thank you. Rose in Montana, how are you tonight, Rose?
Good, Bob and Rick. I have a question, and really I'm just kind of looking for knowledge here. I work at a treatment center for drug and alcohol addiction. I'm a transcriber, I'm a receptionist, I'm not a counselor. One of the things that I notice with all of the boys that come in, they have always started with cannabis. Now, I believe that plants are put here, and but I notice, Rick, that you're talking about an oil. Is the oil not mood-altering versus smoking it?
Well, yes, I mean, I start people off with very small doses, so their body becomes accustomed to it, and they build up their tolerance as they increase their doses. And a lot of people have gone through the whole treatment and said they never got high at all. But this nonsense about cannabis or marijuana being a gateway drug—that is total foolishness. I mean, what's happening?
Okay, that's what I'm wondering about, because it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me. But,
well,
like I
we're
said,
using,
I work
we're using,
there.
Like terminal cancer patients are coming to me all the time and they're addicted to morphine, hydromorphine, stuff like that, and they've been that way for months. You know, within a week to a week and a half, we can get these people off the morphine and they go through a lot less withdrawal. This oil can be used to get people off these horrible addictive substances. And that's, it horrifies me, these addiction centers, they have this, all the, they got marijuana addicts in there. Well, how can you have addicts to something that's not addictive?
Well, I mean, it's a cop-out. They're not taking responsibility for their lives, and they're looking for something to blame it on.
Right.
And, I mean, people smoke cannabis, but they also drink as a gateway drug. They smoke cigarettes.
Well,
these are more
milk.
Addictive gateway drugs.
Air, mother's milk, they're all gateway
mother's
drugs.
Mother's milk. Yeah, exactly. All right, Rick, let's take another call. Thanks, Rose. James in PA. What's up, James?
Hi, Bob and Rick.
Hey, James.
I've been working lately with Bobby Platshorn of the Silver Tour, and we're going big time with a ballot initiative to get medicinal ganja on the books. And you know, there's a big petition signature drive going on, and, you know, if we have the time to do that. But, like, you know, I don't hold up a whole lot of, there's too many criminals, there's too many Luciferians in this world, and that's the problem. These criminal governments, they don't like Father's holy herb. And it's a shame, it's a pity, but it's the nature of that Luciferian beast system that we live in, and yep. it's kind of bad. But you know, keep up the good work. We gotta try to wake up as many people as we can, as quick as we can, and heal as many people as we can.
Yeah, that's the most important thing. We gotta heal them and wake them up. Thanks, homie. Good to hear from you.
Let's get every state in the union legal.
Yeah, every country in the world.
That's right.
And we shouldn't have to have permission from these government.
No, why should you need a license or permission of any kind? As far as I'm concerned,
they'll put you in a cage. They'll put you in a cage if you don't.
Well, grow the plant freely. Use it in every way you can. I mean, it can save the planet. Not only us, it can save the earth. It can, you know, we can be using hemp to provide our energy. It's a magnificent food source. 50,000 different things can be made from it. You know, we can make our plastics from hemp in an earth-friendly way, building materials. We could put millions of people to work if we could, you know, if we could just get rid of these idiotic laws and regulations, because they don't make a lick of sense.
Well, we can't have that because the certain interests, the Rockefellers, the Rothschild, and others,
right.
They'll be out of business, you know.
Yeah, they wouldn't like that.
Yeah, they'll have to deal with us useless eaters for a while. Let's talk to John. John's on the line. What's up, John?
Hello?
Yeah, hey. John. Yes.
What's your question or comment?
John?
Yep, go ahead, John.
Hey, this is John in South Florida. I had a quick question and comment. So just to be clear with Rick, they're saying that the oil, when you smoke it, is more of an alleviator and not a cure, but once ingested becomes more of a cure than an alleviator.
Yes. Okay.
What about vaporizing the oil?
All right,
well, I tell people
call.
That, but, you know, like vaporizing. Well, that's the main ways I use the oil is topically, like in salves or the raw oil itself. We use it for vaporizing for lung conditions. And, you know, but if you had, say, lung cancer, I would say vaporize, but also ingest the oil. So it comes at the cancer from both directions. And we're also having wonderful results with suppositories. So there's many different
Animals?
Ways. No, these are just suppositories, like bullet-shaped suppositories. You just shove them up and it
no,
goes
but
right
I'm asking,
straight.
What about enemas? I would imagine that
I've never
I don't know how you
person,
could do that, but
I've never given a person an enema. I'm trying to avoid that.
Yeah, I don't blame you, but I don't know. There's a whole health movement with enemas. Jeez, that scares me too. I don't want to stick anything up there. Anyways, we digress quite a bit. I had to bring that up. Let's continue. Phone call, save me here. Let's see, who do we have next on the line? Chuck in Texas.
Hey,
Chuck,
guys,
you're live.
I'm going to get to it really quick. Need you to repeat the website that you have.
I don't think he's given it out yet. Phoenix Tears,
yeah.
Right, Rick?
Yeah, it's phoenixtears.ca.
Whoa, hold on just a second. Let me raise the volume on my headphones. Say that again.
Phoenix, like in Phoenix, Arizona. phoenixtears.ca.
Like tears as in crying. T-E-A-R-S.
Yeah.
phoenixtears.ca.
C-A.
All the information is right up on the website. It tells you how to produce the oil properly. It tells you the dosage instructions. It's all there. And really, once you've made this medicine once or twice, it's no harder than making a cup of coffee. But
right,
please follow the safety instructions.
Okay, that's Phoenix Team, Phoenix Tears dot Charlie Alpha, like California?
Yeah.
I'm from Canada, so CA. Yeah, that's right.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay, brother.
My wife makes soap is why you really got my attention, because I just bounced around real quick because I had never looked at this before. Man, you've got to have this fella back on and take callers a lot earlier because I've got 1,000 questions.
There's a lot of answers on that website, brother. I mean, you know, if you go through, you know, everything that's there, I think it'll answer most of your questions.
Outstanding. Thank you very much for your work.
You're more than welcome.
And I hope people are open-minded and critical thinking for this, and don't just take our word for it, Rick, because we want people to be autodidacts. We want them to go to the website, read the testimonials, understand how this works, why this works, because the other side, allopathic medicine and oncologists, they expect you just to swallow what they give you, the poison that they give you, without learning about it and thinking about it for yourself. So by no means do we want people to do the same thing. We want people to do the opposite and think for themselves and research this, right?
Exactly. That's what I tell everybody. And if you have a serious illness, you know, take responsibility for your own body. You know, look into alternative cures, because chances are you're not going to find anything in the medical system. But, you know, when you have, well, I like I said, cannabis, as far as I'm concerned, this oil that can be produced from this plant is the greatest medicine on earth.
All right, we'll be right back. Five seconds coming up.
The Bob Justin Show.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifier.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Iron shirt and chase it down out of earth.
Okay, final segment tonight with Rick Simpson. If you missed any of it, it will be at our archives. Folks, our website is bobtuscan.com. You can reach me there, bobtuscan.com. And Rick's website, once again, phoenixtears.ca. My wife also says, Rick, that on YouTube there are a number of different videos and playlists about that. She says, just YouTube Rick Simpson Oil. So there you go.
Yes. Yeah, there's many, many of the testimonials up there, you know, and it shows people, real people, who are healing themselves and have healed themselves and are healing many others. So, you know, the truth is all there. You know, if they want proof, well, just go on the internet. And, you know, and I'm not, you know, people should understand this. I'm not sitting here asking you for money. I'm just telling you, if you grow this plant, produce the oils, following our instructions, you can make your own cancer cure.
You're not selling anything.
No. I'm just bringing the public the truth.
Yeah. Well, it's an honorable gesture, and we do appreciate it. There's also a documentary called Run From the Cure. Which one?
Run From the Cure. That's ours. From. Yeah. Canadian Cancer Society puts out that Run For the Cure nonsense. And believe me, they're not looking for a cure.
A lot of these so-called anti-cancer agencies are in on the poison as opposed to the cures. And many of them are sponsored by some of the culprits. I found this interesting. One of the leading donors to the so-called anti-cancer foundations is the chlorine industry. And as you know, chlorine helps cause some of these cancers.
Oh, yes. Well, everything they're doing to us, well, when you look at, our water supplies, what they put in our water supplies.
I was just going to bring up the fluoride. Yeah.
You know, this is not, fluoride doesn't prevent tooth decay, for God's sakes. You know, Hitler used fluoride in his concentration camps during the Second World War to
dumb
keep the Jews calm so they wouldn't try to escape. Keeps people dumbed down. And this is what they're doing with all these damn chemicals.
And it also calcifies the pineal gland, causes cancer.
Yes.
And we were talking about the fact that the oil does the opposite. It decalcifies the pineal gland and is a cancer fighter.
Exactly. You know, and anybody goes on this oil, you know, I'm not saying you're going to live forever. But, you know, you will live much longer. And, you know, the simple truth is, by the time we hit 50, I mean, we don't have much to look forward to. It's just like diabetes, arthritis, cancer, and all these other horrible things. You know, life should be about living. And if you take this oil, like, you don't have to suffer with arthritis. You know, you can have a very good life, you know, right up to the end. And whatever that may be. And, you know, and when you die, I mean, I think dying is just a natural thing, but it's the suffering before we die that we worry about. So if you can eliminate that suffering and provide the whole world with a wonderful, you know, preventative medicine, you know, like if our children was taking this oil, small doses, I'm not talking about getting the kiddies high, but if they were taking small doses, we could prevent diseases like cancer, MS, diabetes, but you could stop these from ever occurring. So why aren't we doing this? You know, we have to get together and stand as one and just basically take our freedom back. You know, the freedom to grow this God-given plant, which they had no right to take from us. And when we free that plant, we also free ourselves.
Free ourselves, free your mind, free humanity. Rick Simpson, thanks again, brother. Always appreciate it. Always appreciative of what you do.
More than welcome. I'll be happy to come on anytime.
Yeah, we'll do it again. All right, folks, that does it for us this week on the Bob Tuscan Show. Get out there and cure someone you love. And join me at the Free Your Mind Conference, freeyourmindconference.com, the website for that. Love you guys.
Them crazy. We're gonna chase those crazy ballets out of town. Chase those crazy ballets out of our town.
This has been another edition of the Bob Tuscan Show. Activism in action. Now go plant some seeds.
Now more.